En Venezuela,
although women have had participation and vote, the right to vote in Venezuela for some time,
aún no
we were not present enough or leaders enough of the process of advancing women's situation and development for women in the country.
Y lo digo porque incluso,
and I say this in terms of my own culture as well, in spite of being matrilineal.
Costaba mucho
in spite of being a matrilineal culture, it was still very unusual for women to leave the community and take on leadership roles.
Cuando los hombres han dicho
but
no,
we've been very strong, and even in situations where the men have tried to stop us, we have insisted and we've been unstoppable.
Las mujeres de mi pueblo,
many women from my community have been domestic workers.
Sin embargo,
but in the last 11 years with the revolutionary transformation process, the consciousness of women has grown tremendously. And nowadays it's very unusual to find why you women, or why you is her culture, why you women who continue to work as domestic workers because they are too busy, they're very involved in the political transformation process. They've really gotten to know themselves as women, and they have found themselves to be tremendous leaders.
Es impresionante.
And now we are the ones who run the communities.
Los hombres,
that men have felt like they have so much rights and privilege. They felt they have felt even that they had the rights to steal our dreams.
Y comienzan a poner obstáculos.
And they try to put obstacles.
Y luego la respuesta, por supuesto, es la violencia.
And sometimes respond with violence.
Sin embargo, en Venezuela,
and we have made enormous judicial advances in terms of defending women against violence, domestic and other forms of violence, and it's really made change the situation.
Un marco jurídico que protege a la mujer.
And we consider in the laws defend women against both physical and psychological violence. It would have been inconceivable several years ago for a woman to be able to take her male partner, to take a legal action against her male partner for verbal abuse, verbal aggression, saying that she's worthless, that she's stupid, that is now against the law in Venezuela.
Y ahora la mujer puede ir y denunciar todas esas.
So traditionally, those of us who have worked on this issue, traditionally, we've said to women, historically, someone that mistreats you in any way does not deserve to be with you. Now we have a legal backing for that. And one of the ways that we're formalizing the work around women is to have created a ministry for women's issues.
Y el ministerio.
And this ministry has a number of different institutions with specific focuses that are related to it. And we as indigenous women also have a specific office for our issues within the women's ministry and a women's office within the indigenous ministry.
Además de eso, se han creado
there are special courts that have been created to hear domestic violence cases, not only to protect women victims of domestic violence, but also to children that are involved in the family. And so not only now are men being sent to jail for domestic violence, but there's also an integral therapy treatment for women and children victims of violence.
Pero además, en cada una de las comunidades,
and we are looking at ways also to work with women in raising their self-esteem and finding a lot of success in this work that women, when we can help improve women's self-esteem, they get involved in other productive, in the society in a productive way, but that also we need to continue to work with men addressing violence in other ways. Because we have a tremendous, a very strong legacy of machismo, sexism, that we are dealing with.
Y me impresiona mucho.
I've been to some of these, to some of the workshops, the self-esteem workshops with women, and oftentimes the therapist or the psychologist will say, well, women are also responsible for perpetuating sexism within the family, and this is, like, really shocking to women.
Que tenemos que darle a nuestros hijos una educación.
That we are also responsible for raising our children in a way to respect women and respect equality.
y toda esta capacitación pues ha incidido.
The women's role and women's participation has advanced greatly across the country, and in many of the most important positions in the country, in ministries, etc., are now held by women.
Nuestra ministra para pueblos indígenas también es mujer.
Our minister for Indigenous Affairs is a woman.
Y hay muchas mujeres inteligentes y preparadas ocupando altos cargos de gobierno.
Intelligent and well-trained women that are taking on, that are in some of the most important roles, positions in the country.
Las mujeres,
we are involved and support this transformation process in part because we see that we are directly benefiting from it and that we have tremendous potential within it as a society.
Sí, ciertamente aún hay realidades.
So we have a lot of challenges before us, but we're also making great advances.
Porque en nuestros pueblos es muy difícil.
Because for women to participate, it's a challenge even to come to a forum like this because women carry the weight of the household.
Pero tengo mucha esperanza en que esto.
But I have a lot of hope that this will continue to change because we're already in a different situation as women.
Y la mayoría de las.
And the majority of the community organizations and now the community councils, which is a new form of grassroots political organization in Venezuela,
están lideradas por mujeres.
Are being led by women.
Entonces, bueno, son realmente unas super mujeres.
So they're like super women. All of them. They get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, feed their kids, take their kids to school, come back to the house, feed their husbands, go to work, and then take on the leadership roles in the political transformation of their communities and the political organizations.
Y hace algunos meses,
to give you an example how we're starting to feel that power is really going to the people in Venezuela and coming to women.
Unas mujeres,
and that one of the examples to show how women are feeling like they can take on more power. They were building a new factory of an aloe plant, like an aloe bottling plant near us, and a group of women went to the plant and said that if with their extra profits they should build a little chapel to worship a local virgin that the women in that region are devoted to.
La empresa,
and the company was about to leave the town and without having built the chapel because they said they had no money left.
Y ellas, cada una agarró,
and so a large group of women each took a virgin and went to the company to protest.
Y lograron que se le construyera su capilla muy rápido.
And they quickly had their chapel built.
Es una muestra de,
I think it's an example of empowerment.
También hay casos.
This title of this workshop, Sisters Crossing Borders, moves me, and I relate it to my own work in my community.
Porque las mujeres Wayuu,
because Wayuu women have had borders placed on us by both Venezuela and Colombia.
Y recuerdo que hace muchos años,
when I was about 9 years old, I was playing with some other children in my community.
Y las mujeres Wayuu,
and there were a number of Wayuu women who came back carrying merchandise in their skirts, which was a traditional way, having come back across the border from between Colombia and Venezuela.
Y eran perseguidas por la Guardia Nacional.
And they were running away from the National Guard.
Y en ese momento,
and the National Guard caught up with them near where we were playing, and we witnessed the mistreatment of the women by the National Guard.
Hoy no son capaces.
And today they can't lay a finger on any of those women because we pull out the Constitution, our new Constitution.
Eso quiere decir que las mujeres, lamentablemente, pues.
So we continue to have a number of challenges in this crossing border. The commerce crossing borders are one of them, but it's been necessary for subsistence. At the same time, people are gaining more tools to their own legal advancement and defense. And it's touched my family closely because now my sister is involved in the court system, the juvenile court system in our region.
Me tiene informada de.
And now both, and that these courts, so the courts that her sister is involved in have to do, are related with the advancements of women and the courts against domestic violence. And also the Attorney General.
Y la Fiscal General
de la República.
The National Attorney General and is a woman as well. So legal advancements that are being really pioneered by women.
Y yo pienso, ya para culminar,
So we have made these tremendous advances again, and I think that we deserve it because our country itself has the name of a woman.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.